There's a fascinating Gemara in Sukkah where the Gemara discusses, can you have a Sukkah on a boat? The Gemara goes back and forth, and one opinion is you can, so long as it can withstand the Ruach Metsuya, a wind that's normal. So if you build it on the boat, and there's obviously an understanding that it's going to be windier on the boat. If it can manage a wind of the boat, a regular wind, that's fine. Rabbi Kiva, though, says no. It's even okay if it cannot withstand the Ruach Metsuya. If it can't stand a regular wind, it's still kosher. And the obvious question is, how does that even make sense? The sukkah won't be there tomorrow, right? There's no way. You're talking about, you're on the ocean. A regular wind is going to knock this thing over. How could it be that this sukkah is still kosher? And yet Rabbi Akiva insists that it's fine, so long as it's there in the moment. I heard years ago such a beautiful idea that I think has such an amazing insight into what Sukkot is all about. The idea is that what Rabbi Kiva is really saying is that what you have to look at is, look at the snapshot of this very moment. If the Sukkah is there when I go into it, it's fine, even though I know it won't be there later. Why? Because at the heart, Sukkot is probably the holiday that most identifies with the Jewish experience. Pesach is the Geula. How many generations didn't get the opportunity to see Geula in their time? They just saw suffering. Matan Torah, such an unbelievable moment. Yeah, even though on Yom Kippur we say, Ein Shi'ur Rak HaTorah Azot, there's nothing but the Torah. That's what sustained the Jewish people for generations, is the notion that there's nothing but the Torah. But a glorious moment like Matan Torah, it's once, not in a lifetime, but once for all of mankind. And so, this is what we're left with. We're left with the holiday of Sukkot. But Sukkot is a holiday that we can constantly look at and say, isn't that the Jewish experience? Isn't the Jewish experience where I have my sukkah, and my sukkah is, no matter how fancy or how simple it is, it's always just one gust of wind away from being destroyed. What Rabbi Akiva does is he takes it one step further and says, I want you to look a little bit deeper into the value of a sukkah. And I want you to look a little bit deeper into the whole experience of the sukkah and the holiday of Sukkot. The Jewish people are always in a precarious situation, and yet, even if the Jewish people are in a place like that sukkah on the boat, that the likelihood of it being there long term is something that we have to worry about, comes along Rabbi Akiva and says, the sukkah is kosher, and the Jewish people that are represented by that sukkah are fine. Yes, not every individual will make it, that's for sure. But collectively, it's going to be okay. Sukkot is a holiday that reflects on all that. Sukkot is a holiday that has the Jewish experience wrapped into it, the temporal nature of it on the one hand, and yet it's on the other hand the holiday that celebrates all of the non-Jewish nations. We talk about them. We have the 70 korbanos. How overwhelming could it be? Could you be a Jew and look and say, I'm in my kicked around sukkah, my sukkah on a boat, my sukkah that can't even withstand the Ruach Metsuya, regular wind? There's no way. And on top of that, look, there's 70 nations in there. So powerful. Comes along Shemini Atzeret. Shemini Atzeret is the holiday where God turns to us and says, Kasha alai predatchem. I can't. I can't say goodbye to you. How can I say goodbye to my people? Stay one more day. The rest of the world, goodbye and good luck. But my sukkah, my nation that hobbles along so often, God says, I just want you to know one thing. You're not going anywhere. And you'll never be overshadowed in the world. You know, I was thinking that what's amazing about us is not only the fact that we've withstood the test of time, but I think it's so important to recognize we're numerically so small. Why is that? Why do we need to be numerically so small? I believe the answer to that question is because if there were a billion of us, then if 10 million Jews disappeared, nobody would say boo, nobody would care. But when our numbers are so fragile, then everyone matters. And that's what God wants us to know. Is yes, the nations of the world, there are many of them. And there are billions of people on this planet. But God says, there only are a precious few that I say, Kashalai Pridatchem. That I say, I can't say goodbye to you. Stay with me for one more day. It's a long season. Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yom Teshuvah, Yom Kippur, the days leading up to Sukkot, Sukkot itself, and then Simchat Torah Shmini Atzeret. It's so much. But I think that what we have to do with the next 2 days, and that's all that's left, or if you're in America, Chutz Laretz, 3 days, you have to look at it and say the following. It's going to be many, many, many months before we hit Pesach. So this is it. What can I take out from it? I think the lesson that we need to take out from it is we count. And we matter. And even if we might look at ourselves and say, I don't even know if I can withstand a Ruach Mitzuya, a regular wind. And even if we look at ourselves and say, I don't know, what's going to be? I might not be here tomorrow. The message that is so crucial for all of us to hear is that we matter. And most of all, we matter in the eyes of God. I'll end with a story. It's a slightly disturbing story, but I think it drives home the point. When Rabbi Riskin became the rabbi in Efrat, someone said to him, if you have time on your hands, it's worth it to go visit the jails. So he did. He went to go visit the jails. And he assumed that he was competing his shir with a John Wayne movie. He assumed that the likelihood was he would get very few and the movie would get many. And in fact, it turned out the opposite. So after the shir was over, he was schmoozing with the people and said, like, why would you come? And they said, let's daven Maariv. And after Maariv, he saw there was this one guy who was davening with such kavanah. It was unbelievable. So he said to everyone, like, he says three Shmona Esrays. That's how long his Shmona Esray is. Like, what's going on? Go, no, talk to him. So I went over to talk to him and he said, can you just enlighten me? What is going on in your life? He said, let me tell you. I was a night watchman, probably not a great person, certainly was not religious like my parents. And when I chose the path in life I did, my father stopped talking to me. But my mother always kept in touch. And on top of that, I had my wife and my daughter. And my daughter was the apple of my eye. And one night, I was on a shift. And I wasn't feeling well. I came home early. And when I came home early, I found that my wife was cheating on me with my best friend. And I saw that the baby was right in between them. And I was appalled. And I lost it. And I took out my gun with the intentions of killing my best friend and possibly my wife. But I slipped and I ended up shooting my daughter. I was sent to jail. But now my wife insisted on a divorce. And my mother stopped talking to me also. There was nobody left. I tried killing myself, he said. But that didn't work. He said, but then I met a rabbi. And the rabbi said, listen, I want you to understand. When everybody finishes Shmoneh Esrei, if you're still davening, God is willing to listen to you. And you have a private audience because you're the only one left. He said, I recognized at that moment that I had nobody in the world, but I had God. And God cared. And God would listen. And God was there for me. And that began my journey back. And even though my parents still don't speak to me, and my family, I have none, he said, the one thing I know is my Father above is always there for me. Obviously, none of us are in that boat. God forbid. But isn't that the message? God is always there. God is always listening. And God always wants to be there for us. Kashal, I pray God. God says, I can't see you go. I can't let go. I can't end it. As the holiday season comes to an end, let's end it strong. Have a great day.